Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
So the last time I was at the gynecologist, it was like student-teacher-learn day. So I had all these people inside me, and they went, meow.
Like a plane?
Meow.
I'm concerned that you they think landed. It opens this so wide, as wide as a hat.
They put their whole head in.
As wide as one of Pharrell's hats.
Wide brim.
And they make a plane landing sound.
Meow. Land on my pelvic floor.
Land right on my cervix.
Yep, and they say, oh, hello.
Looks good in here.
Looks good, you're all good. But yeah, they were all there.
Ugh.
It was like they were trading off. She'd be like, okay, your turn. And I was like, eh.
That happened to me the first time I went to Dr. Longbaby.
He had a student. He didn't do it for me. But yeah, it was a student worker in there.
But yeah, he had a student. And he goes, I hope you don't mind, like, or do you mind if we, like, have a student in here? And I was like, I don't care if he doesn't get uncomfortable. Like, what the fuck do I care? He's going to have to see what kind of patients he's going to deal with.
Yeah. So, wait, were they... They weren't inside either.
No. See, it was just like a meeting appointment.
Well, Dr. Longbaby referred me to someone else in the office.
Uh-huh.
For my gynecologist.
Yeah.
Or for my pap smear.
Yeah.
And so, that's what happened. But, yeah, he wasn't there for it. But same place. They have student workers all the time.
Yeah.
And they're always inside your vagina.
Well, I know our friend that goes to Dr. Longbaby also said that whenever she was delivering her child, they like called him and he like poked his little head in and then was like, yeah, what's up? And they were like, get in here. Come on.
Time for a fucking baby.
And that he just goes like, all right, ready to do this? Ready to have a baby?
Clap, clap. She was recently on a flight to Seattle, and I told you this earlier, but I'm going to tell y'all because it's special.
It was.
She was on a flight to Seattle, and she was like flying, and there was some turbulence. And she said she just turned on our podcast, and it like completely calmed her down. She was like, listening to y'all talk about stupid shit really helped. And I was like, aw, thanks. It's the sweetest thing anyone's
ever said.
That's
what I like to hear. Yeah. All right. Theme song. Okay.
What's your excuse?
Oh.
And welcome
to yet another episode
of What's Your Excuse?
The podcast. I am Megan.
I had a fork like I was ready to stamp something.
Don't stab the pop screen.
Yeah. I'm Caitlin, and speaking of pop screens,
we've been all over getting our equipment fixed and adjusted.
So now, guess what? With the help of our Patreon donors.
That's right.
And some of our sticker sales.
Yep.
We were able to buy a third mic and three pop screens.
That's right. No more cheek to cheek.
All of our peas. I hope this is catching it. Test.
I think Ryan's other concern was, I think it's my laughter that he's really concerned about.
What's wrong with your laughter?
It's very loud. It peaks us almost every time I laugh. I can watch the levels peak.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, I once was told, I was in college, and this lady, So this lady in one of my classes had told us that her daughter, like, went missing over the weekend one day.
Yeah, shit.
And I was like, oh, that sucks. And then a couple days later, I was like, well, how old is she? And she was like, she's 17. And I was like, think maybe she's just tired of living with you? And so then a few days, I didn't say that to her, but a few days later, I had laughed about something, and she turns around and she's like, oh my God, has anyone ever told you that your laugh sounds like Roseanne? And I went, did you find your kid yet or what?
Don't fucking talk to me.
I was so mad.
Did she find her kid?
I don't know. We never spoke again.
I hope she did, though.
I'm sure she did.
Okay, good.
I personally feel like maybe it was just an excuse.
We know about this.
Yeah.
Because we know a thing or two.
If my child went missing, guess where I wouldn't be the next Monday? Class.
Class. No.
Class. I would not be there.
Where the fuck is my kid?
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Interesting.
My college years, laughing like Roseanne.
Well, I never thought of that comparison, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's insane.
Crazy bitch.
So, how was your week? Let's
Speaking
get it started.
Crazy bitch.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that Buck Cherry? Didn't Buck Cherry's coming to the backyard? I saw that. Ooh. And I was like.
So pumped.
Oh, God. Weren't we talking about Buck Cherry last week, though?
No.
On here? Who's talking
don't
about
think
Buck
so.
Cherry with?
How many people do you talk about Buck Cherry with?
I don't know. Where was I? Somewhere. And
where
I was like.
Where was I?
Well, I've seen them in concert. So
why?
I think I was with Jeremy. Maybe his mother.
Why?
I don't know.
Have you seen them?
Oh, they were opening. It was at a festival.
You paid.
Yeah.
You paid $400 to see Buck Cherry. You were like, gotta see it.
Gotta see it.
Mom,
headlining.
Buy me these tickets. I will kill you.
I do. Hey. Saw Avril Lavigne at that same pavilion, though. I was like, cathedral? Nope.
What?
Avril Lavigne's playing in Catholic churches.
What festival was it?
Well, it's a... So back in Houston, we have 94.5 The Buzz is our, like, rock station.
Okay.
And so it's called BuzzFest.
Ooh.
And they have two stages, and it just goes all day. And you can see everyone, because it's timed to where you can.
That's nice.
I got kicked out of the Smashing Pumpkins when they headlined for it, because... So it's at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion in the Woodlands. Great pavilion. It's like one of my favorite concert venues.
I'll take your word for it.
It's real nice. You
I don't
go.
Go to Houston.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
But, so you can like, there's the lawn in the back.
Sorry, that's a bill collector.
Fuck you, bill collectors. There's the lawn seating, and then there's like some actual covered seating, and then there's standing room.
Okay.
So like the pit.
Yeah.
And all day I was just hopping the fence and to get closer. And, well, I guess they didn't really care, but then towards the end of the day, when Smashing Pumpkins was on, I was like, I'm going to get up there. So I did, and then this cop was like, miss, and I was like, maybe 13, and he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, and he goes, where are your seats? And I was like, over here, and he goes, let me see your ticket, and it said lawn, and I was like, fuck, and then, so he was like, yeah, I've watched you do this like 1,000 times, so I'm going to need you to either go sit down or leave. And he goes, actually, no, I'm just going to walk you out. And I was like, okay. So then I ruined it.
This seems fair.
Yep, and I got kicked out and had to wait outside the venue. Super fun. So now I can say I've been kicked out of a Smashing Pumpkins show.
Ooh, yeah.
They had a super cool light show, though. I was like, wow, this is really neat.
Well, that's nice.
And that's about all I remember. Buck Cherry's probably at that one.
I got to see I got to see Modest Mouse, that show that they did during the meteor shower at Fun Fun.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, fun.
Yup. So,
Fun.
Back to my original question.
Right, what was that?
How was your week?
Whoa. Oh, were we there? How did I get on Buck Cherry?
We were.
Oh, crazy bitch.
Because you said crazy bitch, and then we led back to
classic.
This.
What a classic.
Vintage Caitlin.
Yep.
Talking about Buck Cherry all
Buck
day.
Buck Cherry. You know, little freshman in high school, Caitlin was like, hey, y'all crazy bitch. Like, singing that song. It says you fuck so good, I'm on top of it. Like, I'm a freshman.
Oh, my God.
What the hell? Literally 13.
Oh, like, Lord.
Oy.
Lord.
Bad. Lord in heaven above. My week besides that was pretty okay. I don't
besides
remember.
Besides that.
Well,
that was years ago.
Yeah, that was years ago. what happened? Sunday or Saturday night, we celebrated Mother's Day with Jeremy's mom. His whole family can drink me under a table.
Oh.
So I got pretty drunk before I realized. And then I spent all of Sunday, actual Mother's Day, in bed hungover. Puked.
Perfect.
All that jazz. And he got up and went to, like, go have Mother's Day like lunch with his whole family.
Yeah.
And, which I was also supposed to go to.
But you were like, nope.
Nope. I was like, I tried, and then like, he woke me up again. It was like at 11:30, and I like woke up at 9, puked.
Nice.
And then he woke me up again at like 10:45, and was like, "Hey, how are we doing?" I was like, "Nope,
was not like, happening, friend."
Yeah. And then I finally got out of bed and made some eggs and rice.
Yeah.
And just ate that.
Good.
And then we were gonna
That's
make our
I
nice.
Put in my dog's Kong sometimes.
Kong.
Yeah, those like big like butt plug looking toys for dogs.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, Kong.
It's the
yeah.
only way to describe it.
Yeah, I knew exactly what you meant.
You see, and so it's got like that butt hole in it.
Yeah.
That you put a smaller butt plug in. No, I put. I
treats,
choose to put
peanut
treats,
butter.
Peanut butter, or if I'm out of peanut butter and I don't want to deal with my dog for a little bit, I would literally rather make some rice and cook an egg than deal with my dog. So sometimes I'll like stuff that in there real tight. He can like hardly get it, but it keeps him distracted forever.
There you go. And yeah. I'm sure he loves it.
Yeah. I mean, rice he likes anything that he thinks he shouldn't be eating.
Yeah. Oh. True.
Did you say rice isn't good for dogs?
I said rice is pretty good for dogs. They put rice and
like,
shit in their
good
like
for
food.
Like it's especially good if like their stomach they have stomach issues or anything like that. So like
same with me. I was having stomach issues.
Yeah.
I ate some rice.
Yep. Soak it all up.
Yep. And so that's what I did, and then I watched some Game of Thrones, fell asleep apparently 4 times in the middle of episode 3. And
good.
Jeremy rewound it each time and watched it. And I said,
I just want to clarify for everyone, she means episode 3. Of the series,
yeah.
Not of this season.
Yeah, no.
Of the series.
Y'all heard. I said, nope, don't watch no nothing about Game of Thrones. So here's me so I can communicate about it.
Kills me.
So we'll be dealing with that. Anyways.
I'm not going to keep in this season for 8 years. I just want you to know. I'm not going to keep it in. I'm not going to be able to not talk about it.
Okay, don't. Well, I'm not going to get there in 8 years. I'm not going to watch a season a year.
Well, that's good to hear.
We have the first 4
seasons.
Well,
I don't know. You're 8 years behind already.
I know, but I never started. So here I am starting.
I'm surprised you haven't heard Liam and Ryan talk about it at work.
I tell Liam, shut the fuck up. Every time he opens his mouth.
Every
so
single time.
So he goes, and then I go, shut the fuck up. Just kidding.
So,
Liam. How was yours?
Oh, okay. It was good. Other than the fact that after we recorded last week, I went home and very nearly went to the hospital because my stomach was cramping up very severely. Like, I called my dad because my mom was in Florida on her girls' trip, which I, let me say this. My mom goes on a girls' trip once a year.
Love it.
Okay.
Goals. Let's do that.
They take first class flights.
Let's do it.
The Airbnb is paid for. The flights are paid for.
With what?
The dinners are paid for. Because the hostess pays for it.
Who's the
and
hostess?
So,
one of her friends?
Yeah.
We need to find us a rich friend.
Yeah. So, the dinners
are paid
for. If
you're rich, be her friend.
One of the dinners, she called me one night, and she's telling me all about their trip so far. And I was like, okay, you bougie. Like, I'm done with you, you real housewife. And then she goes... Tomorrow, she was like, just wait, because tomorrow we've arranged to have dinner on the beach. And I was like,
what, are you going to sit your ass in
okay,
the sand
bye.
And like,
no,
TV
like a
tray
real
dinner
housewife
this?
Situation.
Oh.
They like bring out a table and chairs and like this like huge meal. Like, it's very lavish, more than I could ever imagine.
Yeah, it seems pretty extra.
Yeah.
Also,
so,
like,
I mean,
you got
like,
seagulls coming
it.
Down eating your shit?
It seems pretty extra. Also, like, you got extra tickets or what's the deal?
Yeah. Mom, I'm your friend. And
so,
Caitlin is too.
Yeah. So I called my dad.
We saw each other today.
And I said, hi, I think I may go to the hospital. And he said, why? What's going on? And I said, my stomach's cramping up. I think it's the endometriosis. I have endometriosis. So he was like, okay, well, do you need me to come and get you or I'll meet you there? And I was like, no, it's okay. Like, just, you're fine. Just if they... I did tell him, I was like, it's fine. You don't need to meet me. If they run tests, then I'll call you and you can come and meet me. And he was like, or I could just come and meet you because my kid is going to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Good
and
dad.
I was like, okay, well, I was like, I can't tell if it's like endometriosis or heartburn. And he goes, I feel like there's a
opposite.
Difference.
Areas of your body, right?
They're really not, because like my heartburn hits right here also.
Oh, it's acid reflux. It's up here.
Yeah.
That's what I have.
Yeah, so I have both. So I have endometriosis, I have heartburn, I have acid reflux. So I told him, I was like, I can't
decide. You should only eat rice.
And he, yeah, sounds like it. And I was like, I can't figure out what it is. And he was like, well, go to the grocery store. And he was like, uncurl yourself, pull your legs out of your stomach, and go to the grocery store and get some Midol and some Imodium. And I was like, why do I want Imodium? And he goes, it'll help with if it's just like digestive or heartburn issues. And I was like, okay. And he goes, but fair warning, you will not be able to shit for like 3 days. And I was like, no, I'm not taking that. I will not take it.
I can't poop every day.
We poop 3 to 4 times a day. Yeah. And I was like, I will start vomiting shit if I can't poop.
It's going to come out one way.
Yeah. At some point, it's going to start coming out of my nasty belly button. Yeah. And so...
no blackheads no more. So, just poop heads.
And so I went to the grocery store. I just got some Midol. I took it. And I felt like a little bit better. I ended up not going to the hospital because I was like, fuck it.
And yeah, this shit's expensive.
Yeah, and I have insurance, but I was like, all right. Meh.
I don't know. And no so more. We switched spots.
I go home, I take it, whatever. The next day, I wake up, still hurting. I pick up some Azos because I was like, I feel like maybe it's a bladder infection.
Azo makes me vomit.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Like, solid 30 minutes after I take it, get like uncontrollably nauseous, will Ooh. Puke. Mm-mm. I'm just super sensitive to medicine. I can't take anything. Yeah. It all makes me puke.
Yeah. So I take it that afternoon. Okay. The pain goes away. So I was like, it's a bladder infection, I feel like. So then I wait because I was like, I'm not going to go to the doctor twice this week. I'm not going to go to Long Baby twice in 1 week. He already called me out on being like, I got to get you out of here before you keep making shit up. So I can't go back and be like, something's wrong. And so.
But also it's his job to like investigate.
I know.
Dr. Wong, baby, maybe you should listen to this podcast.
It's a weird hypochondria thing.
You would know.
So then I was like, well, I have a gynecologist appointment on Thursday. What better doctor to tell me about my bladder and all that down there?
Pelvic floor.
My mix-up.
My downstairs mix-up. Sounds,
yeah, I realized after I said it, I was like, well, it's not really a mix-up. It's just a vagina.
It's all Greg.
But so I go to him and I was like, hi, I think I have a bladder infection. And he goes, why? And I was like, it just hurts. And he was like, is it urgency? Is it frequency? And I was like, I'm hurting. I'm cramping very badly. And he was like, okay, well, do you want me to test you? And I said, sure. But fair warning, my pee will be blood orange. And he looked at me as if I was an alien. And he goes, what's wrong with you? And I was like, no, I've just been taking Azos. I took an Azos yesterday afternoon. And he goes, well, I can't test it now. It's going to fuck it all up. And I was like, oh. Well, can you just write me a prescription or something? And he was like, no. So, long story, still long, less long. I have a bladder infection. It hurts. And I didn't pick up my medicine until Sunday.
Yeah, so she went on Tuesday. Or no.
I went on Thursday to the gynecologist. The symptoms started on Tuesday. Went on Thursday, waited until Sunday to pick up my medication. And Monday I called him and I was like, hi, I'm still in a lot of pain. I'm wondering if it's like endometriosis related. And he goes, it shouldn't be, but you should be. He goes, aren't you like done or about done with your antibiotics? And I was like, no, I just picked him up yesterday. And he goes, bye. And he hung up on me. My gynecologist
like,
hung
no.
up on me. And I was like, well, all right.
Well, thanks. Well, see, I get chronic UTIs. Have gotten them ever since I was a baby.
Yeah.
And I've like peed blood. Yeah. Straight up had peed blood before. Yeah. Multiple times. But one time it was like, I think, did I mention it on here? Maybe. Where, like, one time I peed and I was like, did I start my period?
Yeah.
And I had to check which hole this blood was coming from.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It was bad. I get, like, them real bad. To where I've had to been on, like, 4 antibiotics before. Ooh.
Yeah. See?
Because they, like, it
have
gets
you
bad.
Considered if maybe you have endometriosis?
Yeah.
Because it can cause more frequent bladder and UTIs because
maybe
that tissue forms a rougher layer. I've done a lot of, I've been to
well,
med
but
school
all my
on WebMD.
They said that I was,
they won't find it on a pap smear. It has to be a laparoscopy.
How come I tell them all the time, like, my cramps are god awful to the point where, like, they make me want to vomit, and it's in my kneecaps. Like, it radiates, like, whole down my knees.
Yeah.
And then I do have really bad ovarian cysts. Get those all the time.
You probably have endometriosis, that makes friendo. Sense.
Look at that. Dr. Because, Megan here.
That's right. WebMD has done Dr. me Long, a lot of baby. Good.
There's a new doctor in this podcast.
Because he's the one who told me that he thinks I have it.
Oh. Because, yeah, I feel like maybe I don't tell him much. I'm just like,
yeah.
Okay, here.
Yeah.
And I tell him, because, I come in and I go, look, I got a UTI. You can test me. I know for a motherfucking fact I've got one.
Like, so the endometrial tissue that's lining your bladder will become, it makes it rough, which makes it more attractive to bacteria, which causes
UTIs.
That's right.
Well, see, now I'm going to plug something that's not sponsoring us, but Eucora, if you fucking want to.
Oh, we would love it. I mean, I guess we'd need prescriptions for it.
Well, I monthly get Eucora. I get their, they have a pill that you can take every day to help flush out your urinary tract, and then a like strawberry lemonade package. Look, I got a fucking box of it right here.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. Eucerna. I think that's a skincare thing.
See, look. Eucora. See?
Oh.
I take this pill once a day to help me flush out my UTI.
Because I've realized that in the past couple of years, I've started getting more bladder infections, and they're more painful than ever in my life.
And then these, it's a Target one, so like if you know how you get your UTIs, which now, most frequently, mine come from after sex. And then so I
Are you peeing after sex?
I do pee after sex, but sometimes it doesn't give a fuck.
Some people don't know.
And then so now...
Like, ladies always pee after sex, because if that wiener has touched your butthole in any way, shape, or form, as it will, then it goes into your vagina and it's just poop in
poo-poo
your twat.
In your vagina. And you don't want no poo-poo vagina.
That's why they always say wipe front to back.
Yep. And what is Kitty doing? Oh. Kitty's here. Thank you.
Jeremy just came out to hand deliver a beer to Caitlin.
Yeah, best boyfriend.
Yep.
But this, yeah, and then you mix this shit. It tastes like strawberry lemonade. You should mix it with 8 ounces of water.
How much
you
is chug it?
It's a little pricey.
That's okay.
I got it because I learned about it from Two Girls, One Ghost. They sponsor them.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, if you frequently get UTIs, and I was like, well, fuck, I get them like literally once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, and it didn't matter, like, if I peed after sex, if I took a fucking shower and, like, squeegeed the fuck out of my vagina. After it.
Talk to Long Baby about it. Be like, do you think that this is possible because of the cysts, because of the UTIs,
because of this?
Don't tell him it's based upon my own research.
Yeah,
because he will hate it.
Yeah. He'll be like, never mind, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah. But what they can do
I've had
is
so many ultrasounds.
A laparoscopy. I've had ultrasounds too.
Yeah.
My doctor, the only reason they didn't do a laparoscopy
What's
on me
that?
Is because I will explain.
I'm scared.
Is because I did
Does
not
it shove
have
a camera
insurance.
In my pee hole?
No. They go in through your belly button, I believe. Ugh! And it's just a small incision. I mean, you're under for it. You're under anesthesia. And they go in and you're not going to want it after this, but it's going to help you.
I'm scared.
They go in and they just scrape that endometrial tissue
off the areas.
Well, then at least they see it.
Yeah.
So that's the only way that they can truly, truly test for it.
Oh, that's so scary.
Isn't that crazy? Because
like
they didn't test me for it. They just treated me as if I have it. I would like them to go in and just do it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have said that, like, after the laparoscopy, they've, a lot of their symptoms, I mean, it's not a fix-all. There's no cure for it.
Yeah.
But it's, if you, you know, have it done, then if they scrape all that tissue, then it may help your symptoms for at least a while.
Yeah. Yeah, because
you know,
I get...
It's taken this long for you to get this
Since
bad.
I was a baby. Literally, since I was, like, a newborn child, have gotten UTIs chronically.
Oh, my God.
Got them all the time as a kid. That's why, like, every time I, like, the moment... And I can feel one coming on.
Yeah.
Too. Like, I know, like, the first, second, and then I'll start chugging water.
Yeah.
To just flush it out. And occasionally, I'll do some cranberry juice. But, that's
See,
only
love,
if it's, like...
I can drink cranberry juice all day.
Well,
I
yeah,
just,
cranberry
yeah.
juice is my favorite. But, like, yeah. the... Like actual cranberry juice, like that you need to.
Yeah.
It's like tart as fuck.
Yeah,
and
it's like bitter and tart all at once.
And so it's not that one is not super pleasant to drink.
Yeah,
but like cranberry, not cranberry cocktail, but like cranberry juice, but that has some sweetener in it. That's good. doesn't do much.
It doesn't.
You need the, like, one that's in a glass bottle that tastes like shit.
Yeah. But I drank a whole bottle of that once.
Yeah. Well, I have two.
Just because, fuck it. Ugh. Do you know cranberries can kill Ryan?
Mm. It has vitamin K in it, too?
I don't know what it has in it, but it's got something in it that can kill him.
Mm. Vitamin K can kill Ryan.
That's true.
Can't eat no spinach.
That is correct, my friendo.
Anyways.
So, that was our week.
And that's how we got started.
I am a doctor, officially. And I started listening to My Brother, and Me, and it's fucking great.
Graduated with honors.
That's right.
And I'm knighting her. You can't see.
I don't know the song for graduate. As we go on. I like my version better, the vitamin C song. I'd like to thank my mother for always supporting my Google searches.
That's all I know because I tune out after that.
All I know, as valedictorian of this class of one.
Yes.
Never give up.
Unless, always be yourself.
Well, unless that sucks.
Yeah.
Then
give up.
Work on yourself. Oh. Do some self-help.
Yeah, if you
don't
suck.
Don't give up.
Give up, you'll never amount to anything. Go ahead and stop trying now.
You're the voice inside my head every day.
Yay. That's also the voice in my head, too.
Perfect. Great,
and I put it out loud.
Perfect.
Speaking of giving up, which is what I've done with going to the gym and have not used my... Look at... I'm like a Segway queen.
You are.
Hello. Me, I need a Segway.
It's an art form. My mom, when we see those, like, Segway tours, she says, look, it's a nerd parade, Megan.
Nerd parade. They're all like... Well, you always have to have super good posture.
Yeah, like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking weird. Anyways, how long are we at?
We're
pretty good.
We should do that segue again.
Cool, segue. So, gym membership, as you know, have still not been since... I did cancel two other memberships the other day, though.
Why didn't you cancel this one?
Well, because I'm afraid that I can't just do it over the telephone.
Okay.
The other ones I could do online. I said, I don't want your shit no more. So, did that, and... Well, I've not gone back to the gym yet. So, Megan went today.
Uh-huh.
Kudos. I just sit in a pool of my own self-loathing and eat lemon Alfredo and don't do anything.
It was very difficult for me to go today. I'm still in pain.
Well, I will support you.
Thank you.
But we are going to read you some excuses that personal trainers have gotten from people for them to not come to their workout. So, it's not only, like, this is, like... outside view. It's not the person giving the excuse.
Right.
This is some legit
shit. These are the trainers that have received the excuses.
And they go, what the fuck is this shit?
So this is from dailyburn.com.
Take it away.
And the first one is a home disaster. And it says, Daily Burn Pilates instructor Andrea Spear says, I had a client call me and tell me she saw an ant in her house and couldn't leave to come to her session because she had to wait to see if more ants showed up. Spear recalls, she said, when there's one, there's usually a bunch lurking somewhere, so she wouldn't be able to make it in.
So this bitch, like, perch up
They're
in a corner?
Roaches.
Like, like, she do this?
You know what you should do if you see one ant and you want all of them to show up? You take, I saw a video on this one.
Spill some Coke all over your floor.
I'm also a scientist, so, you know, doctor, scientist, all of it, realtor.
All the above.
So
jack of all trades.
On the very end of their butt, they release a chemical. That's why the other ants come, is because they release a chemical
whenever
they want.
They just poop it all over your house.
And so you take the end of them, you use a toothpick, and you, like, get a little scrape on the butthole, I guess, and then draw a line. And it'll release the chemical, and you can see if more ants are following.
Oh. So you, like...
Boom. Blood out.
Touch this ant?
I don't... I've never done it.
I just spray my house with poison.
Cool.
So that's what I do.
I just burn it down.
I just... My whole house goes up in flames. Who needs it?
So, this one... So what I did was I just... You can... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did you read the title? Yes, you did. Home Disasters. This one says, your own mortality. Andea Winslow, who is a sports performance coach and professional athlete, I don't know for what, says she's been prodding a friend slash client to return to workouts for a while. When she received the response,
I sent this in.
I recently died, quote unquote. If this were true, we'd say it would be a pretty good reason not to show up to a workout.
Right.
Yeah. But unless this DM was from the undead, it seems unlikely. And then it quotes, it says, I definitely got my own abdominal workout from laughing at the entire text thread, Winslow says. Oh, so God. I guess more happened. I recently died. I don't want to come today. Sorry, I got dead.
I got dead.
Can't come in.
Is that like getting got?
I am dead.
You're not so supportive significant other. Noah Tamir, CSCS founder of TS Fitness, Jesus, in New York City.
TS.
Says one client had to cancel because she said, my boyfriend is in town and he gets jealous because he thinks I have a crush on you, so I can't come in.
Oh.
Maybe your boyfriend needs to come with you.
Yeah, or maybe, like, he's right. Or maybe you need a new
or
boyfriend.
Or your boyfriend just needs to be more confident in your relationship.
Like.
That's upsetting.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to cancel that. Yeah, he can just. Yeah, but then he's, like, going to be watching
there. If it's your own choice of, like, I don't feel like it, I don't want to, I got dead, that's one thing. But, like, if your significant other legit is, like, no, I don't want you to see that trainer.
There's probably some bigger issues there.
You probably need to see someone else.
Yeah. Keep your trainer.
You got allergy medicine?
Keep your trainer. Where did it go? Where did our handy-dandy allergy medicine go? I don't know. Walton!
Walton!
Come here.
You go ahead and read that.
Okay. This one says, you're too busy today. Good luck convincing a trainer that something else on your schedule should preclude your session. Larissa Didio. What? A personal trainer and fitness author who's trained celebrities, Olympians, and professional athletes. Wow, she's done a lot. Says, a high-profile client of mine tried to cancel because she had to shop for her husband's birthday. I wouldn't allow it and made her sprint with me to the store down Madison Avenue. She did squats and lunges in the store while we shopped and then sprinted back home. So much for that excuse. Oh, shit. I wonder if it was like an Olympian.
I don't know. How much did she do? She did squats. I did not find the Walton.
R.I.P. Well, it says, yeah, so she sprinted down Madison Avenue, wherever that is, to the store. And then they did
Madison
squats.
Madison Avenue is like central New York.
Probably. She did squats and lunges in the store while they shopped, and then they sprinted back home. No. With these bags in their hands?
I assume so.
Fuck that, man. That trainer wasn't putting up with no shit.
No. She was that trainer probably went harder on her for trying to make him an excuse.
Yeah, I was like, give me 400 squats. Call back.
This one says, you got a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Roger Lawson, CSCS of Roglaw Fitness. I guess it's Roglaw.
Roglaw.
Because his name is Roger. Cops to having thought up a few creative excuses of his own over the years. One of his is, I cut my finger and I don't want to get it infected. Aww. We've heard that one before. Yeah. We've read that one before. Just stop.
Yeah, you can't just do that. Too much whiskey. Been there.
You on Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yep. Except for that was just a shit ton of beers and mimosas.
Ugh.
Yeah, good combo.
Ugh.
Says,
can't imagine I'd agree with that.
Yeah. So ever woke up after a night of partying trying to piece together what happened? Rob Sullivar, CEO and founder of Bandana Training. Once got a message from a client reading, Yo, Rob.
What up?
Yo, Rob. Sorry I can't make it to our workout today. I accidentally woke up in Berlin. What?
Oh.
Oh, no. I accidentally woke up in Berlin.
Oh, no, Dad.
Sullivar says he never quite got the whole story in these quote-unquote, but my client was doing a little bit of partying and eventually came to in Berlin. For the record, Rob is based in New York City.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Legitimately, that's what I was curious about.
Jesus, like, that's not a short...
Stop drinking. You went on a bender, my friend.
Yeah, that's not a short plane ride.
Yeah, no.
That's like, you passed the fuck out. You were high as
who let you buy
kite.
A plane ticket?
Yeah, or let you get on. I mean, did somebody wheel your, like, lifeless body onto the plane?
Oof. Medical, quote-unquote, emergency.
You might have been drugged. Like,
so, that's true. So, Winslow, I don't know who that is. I guess it's, is it that same guy? No?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Winslow recalls, a former client canceled about 2 hours prior to a session citing, quote unquote, severe IBS and an emergency rush to her physician, which I would understand that. I'd be like, I ain't trying to shit while I do a squat with this big ass weight in my arms.
We ain't
going down
and having poop come out.
I checked Instagram. She was at Bloomingdale's on a shopping spree buying some, quote unquote, hot Louboutins. You daft bitch.
You daft bitch. Yeah, you can't lie about getting out of something and then post about it.
Yeah. So now we move on to the beauty disasters.
Oh, fun.
You can read those. These are things that I would not put past myself as using.
I love you. So this one says, you fear the fashion police. it's funny.
if all of you could have seen the little old man laugh that Caitlin just did.
So trainer Tony Gentilcore. Is that a real
that
name?
That's not real. Like, that's your workout alias.
I mean, he's probably not even gentle. Strength coach.
I would hope if you're my trainer or my strength coach, you don't have a gentle core.
You'd be super strong core.
Rock hard.
Tony Rock hard core. Strength coach and co-founder of Cressy Sports Performance, I don't know, says, I once had a woman state to me that the color of the clothes she was wearing that day didn't match her mood. So as a result, she couldn't work out. That's some shit I'd say.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, sorry, today I only have red clothes clean and I'm really feeling more of a indigo blue.
Listen,
a cerulean.
I say don't, like, I can tell you not to care about how you look at the gym, but if you'll notice, I just got done at the gym.
You look real fucking cute.
And I have full makeup on. Mm-hmm. Now, I can tell you that it's because I go to work every morning and then I come home for like 20 minutes and then I go to the gym. That's not why. Even whenever, like on Saturdays, if I go work out, guess what? I gotta put my eyebrows on. I have to.
Eyebrows.
And as far as clothes go, yeah, you want to feel cute because you're at the gym to boost your self-esteem.
Yeah, you don't
and
look like
you
a...
look like a gremlin.
Yeah, like me.
You're not going to feel that way. Shut the fuck up.
But like,
so the next one is must moisturize. Lawson, which is another trainer from earlier, admits he's relied on a grooming excuse or two in his day, including, I don't have any lotion and I'm far too ashy to go out in public.
Okay, if you got a problem with some
put
ash,
some pants on.
Yeah, put pants on. And or like, I mean, if you're an ashy person, $10, you never run out of lotion.
No.
Like, you got like 12 bottles stacked up
100%.
And I'm not even that ashy. I just get like weird alligator dry skin.
I use two different tanning lotions.
Yeah.
And I tan.
I did as well, actually.
Like, I used one to protect my tattoos.
See, I just did self-tanning.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, like.
Yeah.
The beds.
Yeah, I don't do that. Never done that. I'm scared.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. Also, I'm... Yeah.
You have a great skin tone.
Yeah, but it's a little red and blotchy.
No, I love it.
I'm blotchy. this one says, you're too relaxed. quote, I think my favorite quote of all time from a client was, I'm so sorry I can't work out. I had a massage yesterday, and I don't want to mess that up. Says Michelle Loveth, strength and conditioning specialist and fitness expert. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you just got all your muscles
fucked. Untightened.
And then
you're
about to go, like, throw your back out? Your back's not ready for
that
yet. Your back's got to get some strength back.
Yeah.
Back in your back.
That blowout was expensive. The most common category of excuses we saw from trainers were related to your hair. It says...
We've talked about that before. Have a good hair day, we don't work out.
He said, Brett Hobel, celebrity trainer on NBC's The Biggest Loser season 11, author of The 20-Minute Body, says he'll always remember a client who came in with full hair and makeup, me, and stopped training in the middle of a session, not me. When asked what was the matter, she said, "You're gonna make me sweat and ruin my hair."
Bitch, he don't get a blowout lesson. Right before.
He learned his lesson. Now when a woman comes in with a blowout, I ask her if she's prepared to pull her hair back and get into it. The funniest one I've heard was, "I don't want to sweat, I just did my hair."
Yeah.
That's from Garson Grant.
I've been there.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
But also, don't go to the gym that day or
part
go first.
Of me, so like part of me also feels like when I put makeup on before I go to the gym, my goal is to sweat that off because like that's how I know you get a pretty good workout.
Yeah.
Now, since I don't do as much like cardio and running anymore, I do more like strength training. I don't sweat as much and I hate it. I wish I sweat more.
Oh, I sweat a lot of strength training.
I'm jealous.
I don't know. I just...
I would only know if we went to the gym together.
Yeah. Come work out in my home gym.
No.
I got some good setup.
If my hands are on anything and I wipe sweat away from my eyes.
Yeah.
You don't have Walton anymore.
I don't have Walton. We got to go buy some more Walton. This one says, mani-pedi problems. Yeah. We're using your money to buy allergy medicine.
It's the only way this thing can keep going.
Man, there's a lot of these.
Yeah.
Let's stop after these beauty ones.
Okay.
This one says, mani-pedi problems. Fitting in workouts is all about planning ahead of time, people. And, okay, that's what it said. Just so, in case you weren't aware. And that means not scheduling a nail appointment adjacent to your sweat session. Yeah, that makes fucking sense.
Yeah.
A woman told me she had just got a mani-pedi an hour before our training session and the polish was still wet. Says Jason D'Amalio. I don't know. He does something. Maybe you get your polish done after your workout next time. I mean,
that's advice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would not get my nails done and then go to the gym. I'd be like, oh, can't go to the gym today. Got my nails done.
Yeah. No.
Like, I wouldn't show up and then have the
what
excuse.
What I would probably do is schedule my nails much earlier in the day.
Yeah. Like, you got like a 10 a.m. mani-pedi and then a 4 p.m. workout.
This one says faux lash flaws. Oh. Newsflash, high-intensity interval training will involve some sweat.
Faux lash.
But Diane Siumis?
Shichuachua.
Don't know. T-S-I-U-M-I-S. A trainer at the Fitting Room, F-H-I-T-T-I-N-G, in New York City, a gym specializing in HIIT, says, a client once told her, "I can't sweat. The heat makes my fake eyelashes fall off." Okay, that's too far. See, yeah. A full face of makeup, okay, I get it.
Don't have your falsies on.
You don't need fake eyelashes.
No.
Oh my God, today at the gym I saw this group of like four girls.
Also, use some fucking spirit glue.
I saw like this group of like four girls, big ass like pageant hair, pageant makeup, taking photos at like the benches. And like had this dude take a photo of them. And I'm like,
are you even doing anything?
Go home.
Like...
I hate it. Like, I don't understand the photos at the gym.
I don't either. I'm like, God, don't look at me.
Yeah.
That's what I just
I'm there to work out. I'm not there to impress.
No. Yeah.
I just want my full face of makeup.
Yeah. I just want to blend in. Yeah. I don't want anyone to look at me and I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Don't look. I'm not here. Nothing. Yeah. You can't see anything. This one says, okay, this one might be legit. So D'Amalio. Says a woman called out once after walking her dog. Quote unquote, she stepped in poo so she couldn't train because she had crap on her shoes. And he goes, I think it was Joseph D'Amalio, Jason. He said, which I was actually thankful for.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't want someone to come in with shit all over their shoes too. That, I think, was the last beauty one.
Oh, yep, it was.
Yeah, no. Also, like, maybe do you have a backup pair? I don't. What am I talking about?
That's
actually
cool.
I did for
I
the
do.
Longest time.
And
I
if you have enough,
pair.
Here's the thing: if you care about fitness enough to have a personal trainer, chances are you've got more than one pair of tennis shoes.
Yeah, yeah. If I had two pairs of tennis shoes and no personal trainer, besides Tone It Up,
yep,
Which, those are personal trainers.
I have two pairs of tennis shoes.
Yeah. If you, yeah. Like, if you're going to the gym at all, you probably care. Like, and you're trying to look real fancy with your cute outfits. You got two tennis shoes.
I also say that, but for the longest time, for the past like 4 months, I've been using my Chuck Taylors to work out in.
Oh my God.
Including running.
No.
Yeah. The only way that my shin splints don't hurt.
I was going to say that would destroy my shins.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's the only way.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have ones that I really need to get new running shoes because every time that I run in them, and I've had these shoes for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And I used to run like 6 miles a day.
Ugh.
Like last summer. So I would run a lot.
Yeah.
And every time I ran, it like gives me the worst blister on my arches.
Yeah.
And my whole like arches will just like blister out and it hurts so bad.
Yeah, I bet.
Then I can't run again because I'm like, my feet literally, I'm crying.
You can't run for like a week and a half, two weeks.
Because it hurts.
Because it's going to pop in your sock.
Yeah. And then, or I just make it worse and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Until
and then your whole foot is just a blister.
Who's not home?
I don't know. I thought everyone was. I think it's a stranger. Okay, it was not a stranger.
It was not a stranger. It was someone we know. Yep. But everyone was home, so we did have a right to be afraid.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And the windows were open.
The windows were open, so I'm like, oh, fuck.
They're still open.
They could have just come in through the
what
windows.
What I like is that like he probably could have heard us.
Yeah.
And just didn't say anything like, oh, it's me. Hello. He's just standing there scaring the piss out of us.
Yeah, we got a little scared. Anyways, fun inting to inting.
Uh-huh.
Damn, my D's are T's to this episode.
So, I do have an idea question.
Idea question?
That's right. It's a new segment I'm calling Idea Question. Ideas. That's the theme. Ideas?
Ideas?
So, my curiosity is, you know, unfortunately we don't get a lot of stories from people.
Mm.
What I'm wondering is, if we gave you guys a prompt to give us excuses that you would come up with, would it be participated in?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
So how about we, because like one time we tried to make a Facebook thread and literally no one posted on it.
Yeah.
We did get some personal messages from it. But I'm just like, we're literally going out of our way here.
We're pouring our hearts out to you guys.
And you're not answering.
That's right. So if we ask you guys to give us your best excuses or excuses that you have thought up in your head, anything that is just a funny excuse that you could see using to not go to the gym, we'll use this week's theme.
Yeah.
We're going to test out this new ideas. So there's that. We're going to leave that in your hands. And like if you care about us, you will email us.
What's your excuse podcast at gmail.com.
Yep. Or you can send us a direct message on Instagram, which is what's your excuse podcast. No spaces, no apostrophe.
That's right. Or you can contact us through Facebook DM, which is just what's your excuse podcast with spaces and apostrophes.
Yes.
Yes. And then don't forget that you can listen to us on several platforms, first of which being iTunes or Apple Podcasts, which we would love if you would rate, review, and subscribe us.
Right.
Really any platform. I don't know if you can rate, review, and subscribe. Well, you can subscribe on Spotify.
Yeah. So Spotify, we're on there. We are on Stitcher.
Which you can rate, review, and subscribe on, which we just did get one
new
subscriber. Moving on up. I was like, yo, listen to our podcast. It's Jeremy's friend, Denton. And that's his real name.
Yeah.
And he's like, I listen on Stitcher. And I said, good, where it matters. Listen. So.
We are considering making a YouTube because last week our RSS feed would not cooperate. And we are now a week behind.
Yeah.
But whatever, we'll get that worked out. And we'll let you guys know what if we add any more platforms.
And then we cannot forget how all of our new
equipment
was paid for. So we did, like I said at the beginning of this episode, we got a third microphone and three pop screens now. And there should be a dramatic difference already.
Yeah.
But that was paid for with Patreon money and with a bit of the sticker cash. And so thank you to our Patreon donors, first of which being the chicken connoisseur, Ashley H., or Harrison, she messaged
chicken
us.
Chicken sandwich
like,
connoisseur. Uh-huh.
She was like, yeah, you can say that. Our full name. So
yeah.
Ashley Harrison. Then at... Can we see? We can see our four Patreons. View all recent activity. So then...
I believe we've got Brian and Amanda Harmon at Broke Ass Bitches. I believe that's correct. Isn't that the one?
No, they're in Thoughts and Prayers.
Oh, Thoughts and Prayers. That's right. That's right. I'm sorry. Brian and Amanda Harmon, thank you for your thoughts and prayers.
Tears. There we go. And then we can see.
Oh, that's right. So Thoughts and Prayers. Thank you, Brian and Amanda Harmon, for a third time.
Yeah. And then Brandon
Bush and Vanessa Seiss.
Yes.
Are
sleep fighters.
Yep.
So thank y'all. And then it is also, so Ryan told me, get this in your head. It is Good Buddies Anime Podcast is their actual podcast name.
Good Buddies, Good Anime, Buddies Podcast. Anime Podcast. That is Brandon Bush's
on
podcast.
Rapid Kick Media.
Right.
But Good Buddies Anime Podcast is the name.
Because he's my
again.
Good buddy.
Yeah.
Because he and Roger always say that.
My
they
good
say,
buddy.
No problem, good buddy.
And then yeah. they watch animes.
Yep.
So. Makes sense. Yeah, got a long lecture from Ryan. On
okay.
That. And I was okay.
Whatever. He didn't tell me anything, so whatever. We are still working on getting all of your items out to you guys.
Yeah, if we
I
know
swear
you in person,
we're working on it.
Just we can hand you your shit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Ashley Harrison does not live here, though, so mailing it is like
our only option.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we will get that stuff out to you. We appreciate you guys listening, mm-hmm. and have a good week.
Thanks. Bye, shitheads.
Bye.
Shit.
Make sure and water your goose.
Water a goose.